Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on River Talk. It's almost better than a second cup of coffee.
Don't forget, download the River Network app and then click River Talk. You get Dimitri 6 days a week, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, Dimitri live and dangerously local. Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays, Dimitri encore and dangerously local. You also get Stephen Novotny 5 days a week, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Time, all right here. The River Talk Radio Network, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM. Are we on the air this morning? The mighty 1290 and the sturdy 1430. The audio path of totality. You're welcome. Download the River Network app. So this story from Channel 7, really intriguing headline. I must tell you, I thought this got to be like the Babylon Bee. By the way, we subscribe to the Babylon Bee news service here at Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local, the finest in virtual news services. But this, I think, is legit. Miller High Life, which my sources tell me is a beer, Miller High Life releases perfume that smells like a dive bar. If you've ever wondered how to describe the smell of your small local neighborhood bar, Miller High Life may have just provided that answer for you. The popular American lager has just released their new bar fume, which has the unmistakable scent of your favorite dive bar. The perfume is infused with cedarwood and patchouli. I don't even know what patchouli is. Tobacco and leather, champaca blossom, whatever the hell that is, and sea salt. With each of these scents serving a distinct purpose. Cedarwood and patchouli was used to create the smell of a bar counter. Tobacco and leather for those worn in leather bar stools. Sea salt for the basket of fries and popcorn, and champaca blossom to replicate the smell of Miller High Life. Well, Dimitri, what could that possibly sell for? You know, I'm glad you asked. It's available for $60. Jeez. The perfume sold out in a matter of days after it was released on December 4. Those interested in discovering exactly what a dive bar smells like will now have to wait for Miller High Life to restock. I swear to you, this is a story from Channel 7. In fact, their parent company, Nexstar. I swear to you, this is the story. Who in his right mind would want to smell like a dive bar, even for free? But then who wants to pay $60? Oh, yeah, here's 60 of my hard-earned dollars so I can smell like a dive bar. And they're sold out? God. And this is a perfume, so I'm guessing women want to smell like a dive bar? Men want to smell like a dive bar? What's the next perfume that Miller High Life is going to release? Dive bar restroom? Well, why not? By the way, speaking of smells and scents, one of the hottest commercials I have ever seen in my life, literally in my life, is airing right now. It's a 30-second spot for a perfume, Gravité by something or other. And it's the damnedest thing. And it works on so many levels, including audio. And by the way, if you don't have a sound bar for your TV, get one. It does make a very big difference with the audio. You get so much more of the feel of this thing. Anyway, this commercial. Picture three beautiful women, each wearing a different type of beautiful gown, sitting on a high stool. Each one blindfolded. I mean, drop dead gorgeous, all three of them. And then you see a guy, not clearly, but a guy, he's got a beard, but probably a very handsome guy, squirting some perfume or cologne, I guess it's called, cologne, on different parts of him. He doesn't say a word. You barely see his face. But you hear his footsteps, especially with that sound bar. Oh my God, it's great. And some great music like you would expect, soft jazzy type that they used to have on you know, porno videos a million years ago. And he walks into the first room, and there's this first beautiful woman blindfolded. And he walks around her, and you can see her sniffing the air. And then he goes into the next room, the next beautiful woman, also blindfolded, same thing. I mean, you can see the woman's nostrils just expanding like crazy. Same thing with the third. And then he leaves the room. Each woman takes off her blindfold. Where is he? Where did he go? I'm interested. I want this guy. I can't begin to do it justice. I really can't. But if you have a chance to see this commercial for Gravité or something like that, it's just unbelievable. Oh, in fact, I got the name here somewhere. Hold on a second here. Gravité. I always get these two words confused: sensuous and sensual. I'm not sure which one applies, but I know one of them does. This is just the hottest damn thing. And it was just their nostrils flaring that they were so attracted to this guy, which they couldn't see. The only thing they knew is they were actually attracted to the smell of the perfume or the cologne. So hot. Jesus. Oh, my God, is it hot. All right. But Miller High Life, you can smell like a dive bar. I don't even know what to say at this point. All right, so back to the issue here. Oh, one other thing I've got to get to. I was in Wheeling on Sunday and went to NB Cafe. Lovely, lovely, lovely place. Got my coffee. Yes, I'm drinking coffee again. And met Rudy and the staff there again. The NB Cafe is wonderful. It's this brand new coffee shop across the street from the Capitol. It's just absolutely beautiful. And they, excuse me. And so they finished pretty much Main Street with this renovation and this, that, and the other. It's okay. But there's one big problem. One big problem up and down Main Street, and pretty soon it's going to be on Market as well. And that is the, I don't even know what they're called. They're planters where they have the vegetation. It is the dumbest damn design I've ever seen in my life. Look, I'd been in the shopping center business as a marketing director for several years, many years ago. And one of the big problems we always had was slip falls. People would slip on the tile or the escalator or whatever and, you know, on and on and on, and they'd file claims. When I look at the design, and now really the finished product, of those planters or that area where there's no cement or no concrete, it's just dirt and they've got these bushes or whatever the hell they are growing. That thing is a slipfall nightmare waiting to happen. The issue is not the vegetation, the type of vegetation they have in there. I mean, it looks terrible, but that's not it. The issue there, without a doubt, is all the people who are going to be tripping over that thing morning, noon, and night, all those things, and filing claims, legitimate claims for slip falls. It is a terrible design, absolutely terrible, and you can barely see it. You got to be paying attention, of course, as you're walking when the weather's nice. Good luck spotting it when it's raining or snowing or it's dark or whatever. Those things, that you mark my words, those things are going to end up costing the city, through its insurance company, assuming they're insured, lots and lots of money with slip falls. Those things are just accidents waiting to happen. And they should put cement in there and just make it flat and just get rid of those things. People are going to be tripping over that morning, noon, and night. I'm telling you, it's just one lawsuit after another waiting to happen. Terrible, terrible design. Everything else is fine, but those things, problems. Big, big, big problems. You mark my words. I will bet you your last dollar on this one. All right. Talking about important news that the media ignores. And again, a lot of this is about the plandemic because, again, the local media and national media has been bought off by Big Pharma. That's why you see all these drug commercials all over the place. Joe Rogan, actually brought it up and had a very good point regarding this. And it's amazing how he went from being a Bernie Sanders supporter to now being one of us. Joe Rogan talking about this.
House released a 500-page report on COVID-19 pandemic. Key findings: COVID-19 likely originated from a lab-related incident in Wuhan, China. Crazy. You get banned from YouTube for saying that. Banned. Okay, over $200 billion in relief funds lost to fraud, with criminals exploiting weak oversight. Prolonged lockdowns and arbitrary mandates caused severe harm, economic devastation, mental health crises, and historic learning loss, while lacking robust scientific support. Policies ignored natural immunity, pushing mandates that eroded trust and harmed public perception of science. Absolutely. WHO and CDC compromised by political interference, offering inconsistent, unscientific guidance that fueled public distrust. And the key players included federal agencies and Cuomo's administration, actively obstructed oversight efforts and hid critical evidence.
Christ.
Select subcommittee on coronavirus pandemic basically said all the conspiracy theorists were correct. Every single one of them. No repercussions, no retractions, no apology from Rachel Maddow. None of it.
Told you so. I've been telling you this for years, and it cost me dearly to this day with Facebook. With my videos being throttled and shadow banned. I have more than 6,500 followers, and yet my videos, I'll be lucky if I get a few hundred views. On a rare day, maybe 1,000, where it should be many, many, many thousands. To this day, they're shadow banning me and throttling me. They're just the worst. And chances are that's the first you've heard about the 500-page report from Congress saying essentially that everything that I've been telling you and my fellows in the fellow supporters, I mean, people on our side, Dr. Naomi Wolf and Amy Kelly and Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and so many of us, we were right about everything. We were right about everything. And chances are this is the first you've heard of it. A 500-page report, damning indictment. How is this not news? How is this not news? Well, it's not news to the corporate legacy media because they are creating a blue pill, or have been trying to create a blue pill virtual reality. Being able to control the narrative, they can give you they can create the illusion that this stuff doesn't exist. But now, with talk radio, locally owned talk radio like this, where I can say anything I want, and also with Twitter, and Rumble, and Truth Social, the truth is getting out. But chances are, if you're still stuck on the local media, the old media, the dying newspapers, the dying TV stations, this is the first you've heard of this. How is that even possible? Download the River Network app and click River Talk. Dimitri, I'm all you've got.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. To the Republic for which it stands.
Amen.
nation under God. Indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.